It's good news for Minnesota Wild fans. Once again, they're in postseason action. We have Kevin Faulness, who is a radio host for the Minnesota Wild and also Gophers football. And I think he and I are Facebook friends or something like that. And Kevin, how you doing there, buddy?
I'm really good. Are we Facebook friends? I got to go check it out and like that fact.
Well, I think I liked you today when I was trying to find a picture of you to put on our podcast later. So we'll figure it out, buddy. We could be friends. So congratulations. Must be jubilant in the Minnesota Wild locker rooms here in the last day or so.
Yeah, I think so. They let a stinker fly last night in the season finale. The good part is it didn't mean anything, even though they let up a touchdown against the Nashville Predators. In the grand scheme of things, nothing could change as far as their playoff seeding and who they're going to play and what all that. So all that stuff had been decided prior to the game. But, yeah, bottom line is, outside of last night, the team's been playing some very good hockey. They knocked down the top wild card spot in the Western Conference, and we're ready to get to the good stuff starting Thursday in Game 1 in Colorado.
This is going to be interesting indeed. I don't know much about the Avs, and I'm not a great hockey mind, but I knew this their coach, Patrick, that's Waugh, right? Patrick Waugh?
Yep, Patrick Waugh.
And he's new at that game, and I don't think that the Avs have had a lot of playoff experience of late either, so that both those things might be to our advantage, except Waugh's pretty good.
Yeah, the thing about the Colorado Avalanche, they have been real bad for a real long time, but what they've done is they've gone out and got some elite level out of the NHL draft, and they're all starting to blossom at the same time. I guess they had really started to last year, but they didn't have the full complement of weapons at their disposal. Now everything's coming to fruition at the same time. And I mean, they went from 29th out of 30 teams last year in the National Hockey League to not only making the playoffs this year, they won the Central Division. And this is a division that includes the St. Louis Blues and the Chicago Blackhawks and your Minnesota Wilds. I mean, they've gone from, you know, legitimately worst to first in the span of about 12 months. Patrick Waugh, Hall of Fame goaltender, no question about that. But first year behind the bench on the NHL level, and obviously he's pushing all the right buttons. Whatever he's doing back there, it's definitely worked from start to finish, and probably your coach of the year in the National Hockey League. So, I mean, they do have a little bit of inexperience when it comes to behind the bench coaching at this level, and they've got a lot of young faces on that roster. And hopefully that's one of those intangibles that fall in the Wild's favor. Cause, I mean, you talk about your guys, Zach Parise, Ryan Suter, Ilya Brizgalov. These are guys that have some good playoff pedigree, and hopefully they can use that against the Avalanche and hopefully catapult it into a nice victory.
Is Patrick Waugh, was he a member of the Avs?
Yeah, oh, very much so.
Okay, and he was, I remember, did I see him circling the arena with a Stanley Cup in his hand? Was he with the Avs when that happened?
Yeah, unfortunately, absolutely. Yeah. I lived in Denver for 5 years prior to coming to the Minnesota Wild in the year 2000, and he was part of the big trade that brought him out of Montreal and landed him in Colorado, and he's probably the biggest reason why that team skated with the Cup on a couple of occasions in the early 2000s is because of the appearance of Patrick Waugh. He was that big of a force between the pipes for him, and they were very lucky to get him out of Montreal.
Mm. Now, how about the condition of our guys? We have it till Thursday. Are we okay?
I think so. The one big question mark is going to be about Wild forward Mikael Granlund. He's been on the shelf. I think he's missed 6 games with an upper body injury. That's NHL code for saying he's dealing with a concussion. And that's a little bit of a worry because, he's had some history with that concussion, and that's kind of a hot-button topic here in the National Hockey League and sports in general. When he's healthy, he's in the top 6 of the Wild forward. So it'd be nice to get him back. Former Gopher forward and Wild rookie Eric Halla has been filling in nicely, but it would be huge to get Mikael Granlund back in time for Game 1 or any time in this first-round series against the Colorado Avalanche. I think that's the biggest question mark. Beyond that, I think you're going to see Clayton Stoner back in the lineup. Keith Ballard, I guess, has been shut down, probably won't be available. But I think everyone beyond that, I think they're feeling pretty healthy and feeling pretty good heading into the postseason.
Now, You don't usually use the term Cinderella in relationship to rough and tumble guys with big sticks and sharpened blades on their feet, but would the Wild be considered the Cinderella team in this division? And obviously, I mean, the other guys, the Avs won, so we're backing in with our way, so we are not favored, and that might be good for us, huh?
I think so. I think you could safely say the Wild are the underdog in this series and would have been no matter who they went up against. People were wondering, you know, who were they going to face? Would it be? And it came down the last weekend, if it would be Colorado, if it would be St. Louis, or if it would be Anaheim. Really, in all honesty, any of those three opponents would be prohibitive favorites against the Minnesota Wild in a seven-game series. But as we know, in the NHL, anything can happen. It happened for the Wild in 2003 when they upset Patrick Roy and the Colorado Avalanche and rode it all the way to the Western Conference Finals. The Wild were just in their third year of existence at that time. Once you get in the playoffs, anything can happen. But I think the Wild can go a little bit under the radar here because no one really expects them to beat the Colorado Avalanche, the team that just won the Central Division. Probably don't expect them to outlast them in a seven-game series, but that's what makes the playoffs so much fun in the NHL.
Getting ready for this interview today, I settled upon Scott Burnside of ESPN, who's one of their NHL writers, and he picks the Wild in seven because it's about that. There's got to be a seventh or eighth seed to win a round. So Scott's on your side, or our side, by the way.
I like that. I hadn't seen that, so I'll have to go check out ESPN.com to see that. Burnside is a very respected writer in the National Hockey League, and I respect his opinion, and I hope that that comes to pass, because the Wild, you know, they went 5 years in between playoff appearances. Last time they faced the Avalanche in the playoffs was back in 2008. They went 5 years before they got back in last year, and they took on the eventual Stanley Cup champion in the Chicago Blackhawks. So now here they are in back-to-back years. Fun to make it, but it'd be even more fun to make some noise. They haven't been out of the first round since 2003. They're due to get it done. It's going to be a very tough task to get past the Colorado Avalanche, but I hope Scott Burnside is right, and I hope the state of hockey gets rewarded for a whole lot of patience here in the recent past.
We put our schedule together at KFGO.com, and you can follow that, but it looks like, well, we are going to be able to get in the first four games on KFGO. After that, there's a lot of to be announced locations and times. But between 740 The Fan and KFGO, we're going to have the run right up to Lord Stanley's Cup. Wouldn't that be cool?
No, that'd be awesome. This will be a fun first round series. If you're a hockey fan and you love the NHL playoffs, you know, the Wild will be the second part of doubleheaders on most nights. They get the early game on Monday, their first game back in St. Paul with a 6 o'clock start. Otherwise, the first and second game out in Denver, and then the second game four in St. Paul, will be all 8:30 starts. That one coming up a week from Thursday, but I mean, there's nothing better than playoff hockey. We love our NHL and the 82-game grind and all that stuff, but once you get into the playoffs in the Stanley Cup, man, everything ratchets up about 10 octaves, and the intensity is spectacular. Every shift, every shot, every save means so much. So hopefully you're looking forward to it. Yeah, I hope you can tell I am.
Scott, I tell you, or Kevin, rather, Kevin Faulness, you do a great job of anchoring those Wild broadcasts at pregame, halftime, post-game, going into and out of those sets. Thank you, and we'll talk to you again, all right?
You're a good man, sir. God bless you. Let's do it again soon.
Okay, I'll go check my Facebook and see if I liked you or not. See you later, buddy.
I'll poke you. See ya.
Don't you be poking me. Like Becca's having round and jeeps through the city. Well,